The 10 endowments bring about the right juncture into your life. Things coming together. Auspicious, supportive conditions coming together. I have a human body and mind. Is that true? I'm in a country that's stable, endeavours to uphold justice, gives me access to knowledge and culture. Is that true? I have enough of my senses and mental faculties that I can understand the Dharma. What do you think? Is that true? I'm not burdened with the results of gross, unethical behaviour. Is that true? And I have confidence in the possibility of enlightenment. I believe other human beings have attained it. And I believe I have the potential to attain it. Is that true? Those are the first five of the endowments and internal circumstances and conditions. Are they present in your life, in your experience? Do we think of them as a great gift, an endowment? An immensely valuable set of circumstances with it. With which we can, well, we can, what? So just notice what you're feeling. So these five internal endowments, maybe yes, we've thought of them before, realized their presence in our life, appreciated their presence in our life. So the trick here is to reflect on the combined weight and effectiveness of them. Not one at a time, but all at once, all together, now. And there's more. There are external circumstances that are also present and support us. Two and a half thousand years ago, a Buddha appeared in the world. Yes? No? Is that true? A Buddha appeared in this world. Just add that to the bundle of endowments. Not only did he appear, he taught other people to do what he had done. He taught the means to enlightenment. Is that true? I know that his teaching is still accessible. It's alive and being lived, made relevant to modern conditions. Is that true? I have come into contact with a sangha of practitioners and found people who are exemplars to me of that practice. Is that true? I am capable of responding to this teaching, following the advice of my spiritual friends, able to feel loving kindness, compassion. Is that true?